Chapter 23. She had stayed with him until midnight that first time. The next day, she came by in the morning with a Starbucks and returned in the evening. They talked and watched CNN. Then she read to him. She read his favorite stories by Michael Chabon. By the third night, he was feeling better and the staff had him up and around. He was blowing in the spirometer and avoiding pneumonia. He was still wearing the anti-clot pneumatic hosiery and avoiding blood clots. He was standing with the help of crutches. They were very insistent about this and ignored him when he said how much it hurt. It was all part of his recovery, they assured him. She brought a Scrabble board, and they played until 10 o'clock when he drifted off to sleep. He thought she kissed him goodbye on the cheek, but later decided he must have been dreaming. Eileen Creighton was not his only visitor, but she was the visitor he most enjoyed. Christine dropped by on the third day with documents to sign. There were also one or two fires to put out, nothing big, and he handled those with his cell phone. The pain was starting to relent, but it still hurt immensely when they forced him to get up and move around and put weight on the leg. That part of the recovery came much sooner than he would have liked, but it was according to the doctor's orders, and so he complied. Police were still stationed outside his door. Quentin Irwin dropped by twice that week, one time smuggling in a six-pack, and Thaddeus had several swallows before Quentin took the can back and finished it off himself.
"Doctor's orders," Quentin said,
and wiped his mouth with the back of his hand. He belched.
"Ain't it great when you have friends like me to drop by and harass you?"
"Seriously, what about the cops outside? Do I really need those?"
"Well, probably, only while you're in here. Then you're going to want to carry a concealed weapon after that, until we locate the perps and put them away."
"Do you think there's more than one?"
"There's always more than one. That AR-15 was clean, and it was a professional job. Probably someone out of Chicago."
"But why? What's the interest in me?"
"Something to do with Vic Harrow, I'm almost positive. I've got some feelers out with the feds. I'll see what I can run down. We'll talk again in the next day or two."
"Thanks for the soldiers outside. It was pretty frightening, but also reassuring. You're my buddy."
"You bet. I hear Eileen's been dropping by."
"She told you?"
"That's a class act, that is, my boy."
"Wow, I guess."
"Well, you take care. Later."
"Thanks again." He went home on the fifth day. Eileen helped him from the exterior door of the hospital to the Range Rover she had pulled under the portico. With the nurse's help, he got the injured leg up and in, though he had to move the passenger seat back and recline it to fit. His length made it difficult, and flexibility in the leg was still nearly impossible and very painful. They had thought he would need a wheelchair, but his recovery was so fast that they released him with crutches only. He would need a cane after 4 weeks and might need the use of a cane for a long time. She slowly drove him the 4 blocks home and helped him inside. She made lunch and got him propped up in the recliner she had made him buy. Lunch was chicken noodle soup and grilled cheese with a sweet pickle. He drank down a Diet Coke and finished off with a handful of Cheetos. He was suddenly starving and realized how much he had missed regular food. She tidied up the kitchen and wiped her hands.
"So," she said, "all good."
"I really can't thank you enough."
"Yes, you can."
"How?"
"By giving me a quick, tender kiss before I have to run home. The kids are in school, but I want to check in with their sitter. I'll be back in time for supper. Anything you'd like me to pick up?"
"Hey, I'm still back on the quick, tender kiss. Come here." She knelt beside the monstrous recliner, and he leaned up and put his arms around her shoulders. He kissed her cheek, and she turned her mouth to his. They kissed, and he was almost shocked at how good it felt. He released her, but she stayed close by. She pecked him on the cheek and then was gone.
"Back around 5, she said. "Cheerio."
He slept the rest of the afternoon.